Well, good Tuesday morning, everybody. It is the 20th of August, and my message today is titled, The Problem with the Point of No Return. The problem with knowing where our point of no return exists is that it isn't stationary. It's not always in the same place. If we were only tempted at the same time and in the same way, then we could figure out when and where it's going to happen, and we could be able to avoid it. This is a problem for us because since we cannot always know the when and where and how we will be tempted, we cannot always know where the point of no return exists. Sometimes we can know when and where and how we will be tempted, while at other times temptation comes out of nowhere and we're caught off guard. So to try to figure this out, let's classify our temptations into two groups, predictable and unpredictable. Now, predictable temptations are those times when we have fallen before, or there are times when we are normally tempted. For me, some of those times were while trying to go to sleep, I would be tempted to fantasize. Or if I was being bored at work and feeling stressed about any number of things. Or if I was traveling out of town on business. Or if my wife was out of town on a trip. Or when my wife and I had an argument and I am angry or perhaps feeling rejected by her. So over the years of my recovery, I've learned that if I am in any of these situations, I needed to create a plan of action so that I am doing something positive instead of turning to lust and escape with another sex capade. So I have learned that if I am getting exercise, it is easier for me to fall asleep because I'm tired. If I'm not tired, I need to occupy my mind with a number of things to keep from pulling up a fantasy or replaying a memory from my porn library in my head. So over the years, these things have been helpful to me while trying to go to sleep. Memorizing scripture. Quoting and meditating on scriptures I have memorized. Singing worship songs in my mind. Or spending time remembering good memories from my life. By doing this, I'm avoiding the temptation I know is coming if I'm just lying there awake, and therefore I do not reach the point of no return. I've learned that I can choose what my mind focuses on, even if I cannot control every thought that enters my mind. Plus, I know that if I play around with sexual thoughts, there is a much greater chance that I will have a fall. However, I've already determined in my mind while I'm thinking rationally that I don't ever want to have a fall again. So, if I'm bored at work and I don't have anything that I have to be doing, I need to have a plan for those times as well. The last thing I need to be doing when I'm bored at any time of the day is to not have a plan of what I'm going to do. I must make sure that I choose something that helps me avoid temptation. I'll bet that when you're bored, you turn to social media to see what your friends are up to. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, you know, there's probably 100 of them. You can always go there when you're bored, but it's also a place where temptation lies. In fact, social media can be the worst places to go when you're bored because I guarantee you the point of no return will only be one click away. So I deal with my boredom by getting up from my computer, putting down my smartphone, turning off my tablet, and discover that there is life actually away from the internet. I do something else that I enjoy or is good for me, like going for a walk. Doing these things is what I call the work of our recovery. Things are not going to change until you make the effort to change them. You have a certain amount of control over your schedule, and if you do not have a plan for getting through the day or the weekend or a business trip or time alone at home, I guarantee you, your enemy has a plan to take you out. Listen, my friends, recovery from our sexual brokenness is really hard work, and it is especially difficult in the beginning. We have to learn from our mistakes. We need to set new boundaries with strong consequences, and that is an ongoing process. However, if you do the work and begin anticipating when you will be tempted, and then take steps to avoid that temptation, you will begin to make progress as you maintain the process of making good decisions and getting the support you need from others. Listen, I know you've got to be getting tired of hearing me say this, but I only repeat it because it's so absolutely true. A lone sheep is a dead sheep. You will not escape your sexual brokenness by yourself or in isolation. We now have 12 online support teams, and there is room for you in one of them. If not, I will start a new group with just you and myself, and we can work through the 180 program together. And I promise you others will join us. Listen, healing happens in community. Please contact me if you'd like to know more at Doyle, D-O-Y-E-L, @me.com. This is John Doyle with the 180 Podcast. I hope you have a great day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends, and we'll talk tomorrow. Goodbye.